There's so many good ways we can start
a lip sync episode. But it's a shame this is just an audio podcast, because then like one of us could talk and the other one could like do the mouth motions like lip sync. Get it?
Yeah.
You know, I'll say I did not for an embarrassingly long chunk of my life get the pun of their name.
I didn't until I said it to you last time, like we were recording, and I said it out loud and I was like, huh. Because I had never said it out loud before. It's like when you actually see it,
yeah,
you're just like, Lips Inc.
When
maybe
you see
it's a company. I don't know.
or worse, like when I was a kid, I thought it was Lips Incorporated. Like I just said out the word incorporated. The weird thing about Lips Inc. is that even though, when I was a kid in the early to mid 90s.
Was this our intro?
Like. We're already into the show.
Yeah, let's fucking do this. All right.
You always pump the brakes on this. We're just into the show, and then, like, my goal is to eventually get you, like, we're three songs in at some point, and then you're like, wait, are we doing the show yet?
It'll happen one day. I'm not the quickest.
But I was going to say, when I was a kid, like, we're talking, like, early to mid-90s already, and, like,
yeah,
I knew about Lip Sync just from, like, hearing them on the, like, so, I don't know, like, Funky Town was already, what, 14, 15 years old by him then. And so I don't know how I knew this song or why it was so ubiquitous because, well, I mean, whatever.
I mean, Funky Town was everywhere. Right. Everyone knows Funky Town.
That's true.
And I promise everyone likes it. Have you ever met someone who doesn't like Funky Town?
That's true. I have not.
I don't think that exists.
I think it's a ubiquitous tune. But
no one ever talks about lip sync.
Exactly. No,
it's just Funky Town.
But here, we're here to talk about lip sync. That's what we do.
Because I had this moment a few weeks ago. When I was like up late working, because that's what happens in my shitty job sometimes. And Funky Town came on, one of the millions of playlists I have Funky Town on, because it's the best. And then I was like, you know what? I've never actually listened to the rest of the Lip Sync catalog somehow. And so I did. And I was like, what is this? I was like dancing all around the house.
And then you brought it to me.
Yes. It was like the next day we were recording. And I was like, Max, the rest of the Lip Sync catalog is lit.
And you were correct.
It is.
So here we are to talk about our newfound love of Lips Inc.
Excited.
And their other songs.
Which are not Funky Town.
Well, we are still going to talk about Funky Town, but we'll get there. So a little bit of background on Lips Inc. The vocalist that most people would recognize as like the sound of Lips Inc. Mm-hmm. is a woman named Cynthia Johnson.
Yes.
She was the sax player in a group called Flight Time.
Yes, which was an early iteration of Morris Day and The Time.
Right, which we also learned in the Jesse Johnson episode, for briefly was called The Nerve. So this was all the same.
I should really like
the same read collective.
It because I feel like it keeps coming up. I really need to like go through and just like do a timeline of like how Morris Day and The Time became that, because I'm assuming there are at least 50 different versions
I think we could have like an Offbeat Tracks timeline. Like we could probably make a digital timeline with all of the artists that we cover and how they all kind of intersect. There would be a lot of Venn diagrams and,
exactly.
You know, yeah. So Cynthia Johnson's kind of a double dipper, we'll say, since she was involved with the Jesse Johnson and the Morris Day and The Time circle. And now she's involved in Lips Inc.
Yes, and she was the 1976 Miss Black Minnesota, which I love.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Do they still have those, or is everyone just in the same pile
now?
Dude,
I don't know. We should find out.
We
should find out if Miss Black Minnesota is still a thing.
Or just like black pageants in general.
I'm Googling it.
I don't know.
Miss Black Minnesota. Well, yep. Miss Black Minnesota USA 2016 is apparently a woman named Emily Muvandamina. So this is still a title that is handed out.
Get it, Emily. Congratulations.
That's right, Emily. You are in good hands with that tiara. You are the successor to a powerful throne.
I hope you understand the history.
That's right.
Of your new title.
I hope Emily's listening. She's going to learn something about her predecessor. So Cynthia Johnson is kind of the voice that you know when you think of Lips Inc. There would be other vocalists that would come along after Cynthia left. And we'll get to that. I noticed that when I was looking through some like Lips Inc. album covers, they had one of their greatest, because groups like this, a lot of groups from this era, like late 70s, early 80s, who just were kind of studio groups that released singles and not so much full albums. Lips Inc. did release full albums, but they didn't have that many songs on them. So compilation CDs are very, very, very common for these to just kind of like group all these singles together. And I found one that was called Disco Collection. I think it was a Russian release or something like that.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
The subtitle was Lips Inc. Music of Dance and Sunshine. Isn't that the best way to describe them?
Get it, Russia. That was it. Right? Music of Dance and Sunshine.
That is totally lip sync.
That is totally the lip sync catalog.
Yeah, it is.
Music of Dance and Sunshine.
It is the music of Dance and Sunshine.
And you know what? The sun is out today, Max.
It is. It's a beautiful day.
Which is why we're talking about lip sync.
That's right. Lip sync's first record was called Word of Mouth. Was it? Well, no, it was like Mouth to Mouth. I'm sorry. Yeah, not Word of Mouth. Wait, who is Word of Mouth? That's somebody else's
word
record.
Word of Mouth is...
That's somebody
that was a pretty big album.
I just got these crossed in my head. No, you're right. Lip Sync was called Mouth to Mouth. Who was Word of Mouth? That's really bothering me.
Let's Google that right now.
Oh, hold on. Word of Mouth.
I would tell the listeners to call in and tell us, but this isn't live.
I know.
We will have found out by the time you hear this.
Oh, duh. Of course. Tony Basil.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love Tony Basil. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
I'm a doofus. Okay. Anyway, so Mouth to Mouth is Lip Sync's first record. This was 1979?
1979. Yeah. And I've noticed, like, in their kind of singles and album and EP release history, like, I kind of feel like they just made some songs and they just keep putting them on things. So, like, sometimes, like, something will get released in 1983 that was on the first album, and I can't quite get it. So I think maybe they were just producing songs.
Yeah, that just kind of goes back to how this
throwing them out.
These groups, these studio groups, they aren't really thinking in terms of, hey, we're going to make a cohesive body of work that's like an LP and release it. They did. I mean, they released a few albums, but they're not really cohesive.
Yeah, like Rocket, for example.
They're collections of singles.
Yeah, Rocket, for example, was like not on an actual album at first. It was just a single release that went to the clubs,
right?
Which is how they got signed on Casablanca.
And Mouth to Mouth only has four songs on it.
Yeah, it's like an EP. It's not.
But I mean, they count it as their first album. So whatever.
It's complicated.
Yes, it's very complicated. It's better, in my opinion, to think of these things as just individual singles. Rather than like LPs as bodies of work.
I agree.
So their debut single.
Rocket, which was number 64 on the Hot 100. This is 1979.
Okay.
So we are in the height of disco. Also, it's about to wane a little bit. But,
you
know, it's a big club song. Number 20 on the dance charts.
Yeah, this is like very roller disco. Like when you think stereotypical like roller disco music, it's this.
Yes.
It's like you see the dude in the gold suit like doing the little finger up and down pointy thingy.
And this is like, you know, as I've said before, disco never died. But this is before disco kind of died and started changing into the 80s. So it still has a lot of strings in it. Like you've got
a lot of strings.
Yeah,
yes.
You can tell your disco by how orchestrated it is. Like literally, is there an orchestra?
Yes, exactly. How this orchestral is one. The composition? Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of string action happening here.
Oh yeah, yeah. And, no, Rocket's fun. It's like, you know, it's not their best. It's not my favorite. But
no,
it's
but
good.
You know what? If you want to skate backwards in a sequined suit, there's probably no better song in the lip sync catalog than one.
I never know what I'll want to do later on this week. But yeah, without Rocket, we would not have the future because that's what got them noticed. I've heard of their next song.
Yeah, I think I've heard of this. I think I've heard it a few hundred thousand times in my life.
Yeah,
with good reason.
You may have heard of it. It's called Funky Town.
Funky Tune?
Is that Funky Tune?
Like Funky Tune, like a tune like you sing?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't understand it until you say it out loud, just like their name. It's actually Funky Tune.
It's so weird because I think of this as being like the first 80s song.
It really
even
is.
Though like it technically was recorded in 1979, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like to me, Funky Town is the first 80s song.
Yeah,
like,
and I mean
this is like, remember how we described Jane Child as like ushering the 90s in?
This is your 1980.
Yes, this is the 1980 equivalent of that. Funky Town is
good.
Like,
I mean,
hey, welcome to the 80s. Here's Funky Town.
Yeah, and it's still got that, you know, it's still technically disco, but it really ushers in that like, this is what disco becomes.
Right. Like, I mean, yeah, on the surface, it is a disco song because it, and mostly it's that guitar riff, I think. Mm-hmm.
Very Nile Rodgers.
And there is the little string pops. Do come in right before the little sax breakdown, but it's still a very forward thinking song for the time.
Oh yeah, I love it. Like the percussion on this is so good. Like whatever drum machine they used is so good, and I don't know. Like how can you not love Funky Town? It's You remember back in the day when they had like ring back things on T-Mobile, mm-hmm. and you used to call me, and instead of ringing,
did you have Funky Town?
I had Funky Town as my ringtone. I can't imagine why I didn't get hired immediately.
I love it. One bit of trivia worth noting: this mm-hmm. did hold a record for like 25 years. It held a record for like 25 years for being the number one single in the most countries.
Yeah, which I think that's pretty good. And didn't get broken until Madonna's Hung Up,
yes.
which is also a fantastic song. But also you have to think about it. That's got to be pretty difficult for something like Funky Town, because basically the eastern half of the world is whatever.
Yeah, it hit number one in 28 countries.
Which is insane.
That right, I mean, that should show you the ubiquity of Funky Town.
Yep.
And how universally adored, and with good reason, this song is.
Yeah. Some other new album / EP, but we don't know. This is also 1980.
Right, so this is a year after Mouth to Mouth came out.
Yes, but it's all about the same time because, again, it's complicated.
And they're sticking with more of the mouth puns here because we've got the Lips Inc. in the band, and then their first album was Mouth to Mouth, and this one's called...
Pucker Up.
There you go.
You know, they're very on brand. Yeah, so they come out.
They are very on brand. And that's a good way to put it.
The way I pick these songs, by the way, it's not necessarily like every single song that they did. These are just the ones I find like to be the most entertaining / universal.
Oh, yeah.
/ not ridiculously just like forgettable.
Yeah, that's worth noting. Their catalog does go a bit deeper than what we're getting into today, but we're giving you some pretty darn good highlights. Yeah, we're giving you the really good highlights.
Oh, I gotta move my leg. Oh, my leg's asleep. Sorry. Sorry, listeners, my leg was asleep. The first song I picked on this one is a cover of Ace's How Long.
Yes.
Which is, I made you listen to this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, when we were this was the first non-Funky Town lip sync song I ever heard.
It wasn't the one I meant to do, but I couldn't like get it to the right playlist. So I was like, here, listen to this one. Yeah, so it's a cover. I really like this cover.
I do too. And you have to appreciate that they even thought to cover this song. Because mm-hmm. the song was probably only 5 or 6 years old at the time. Yeah. This was 1980. So... It was a fairly recent song.
And yeah, it was like 74, 75.
Yeah, something like that. But it's like this British pub rock song that's kind of hyper mask. And here comes this disco group and they're like, yeah, we'll take a crack at this.
Yeah, I mean, it feels
kind of tongue in cheek, right? Like, not to use another mouth pun, but
it does a little bit. I feel like it also sounds like their own song. Like they really like the bass on it is so good.
Yeah,
like,
they owned it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, love it. This next one makes me giggle a lot. And it's also maybe my favorite one to listen to. It's called Jazzy.
Jazzy.
It's from, apparently it was released in 1981. I don't know. But this was not a single. Not that any of these are really singles because no one listened to them. But Jazzy is a ridiculous little instrumental tune that is, of course, not jazz.
No, not at all.
Nothing on this show that has the word jazz in it is ever jazz.
That's true.
That's why we're talking about it.
That's right. And that will remain true when we do the Johnny Hates Jazz episode coming up.
That's true. We're just going to go, not jazz. What do you think of Jazzy?
I think it sounds like a Casio demo.
Yeah, I give you that. I think it sounds like a springtime jaunt.
Okay.
Like I was driving here listening to it and I was just like, boom, 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 ba-dum. Oh, I love it.
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like I bought a toy keyboard and hit the demo button. And this is what came out. That is what Jazzy sounds like to me.
I love it, though. It is dance and sunshine. Okay, we're going to go to one of my favorites here. This is on another album / EP now. We're on Designer Music.
And this, we're in the next year now. This is 1981, yeah?
Yes. Now, Designer Music was also on that first Mouth to Mouth EP. So, like, here's what I'm talking about with the recycling. You know, it's like, why not just release it again? This was number 11 on the dance charts, this song, the Designer Music. And it, I really like it because I think it's a statement. And I think it's perfectly in culture for that moment where you're talking about, like, oh, just slap a name on it and it's designer. Like, it's all Calvin Klein. Like, you're just,
you know, I didn't even think
Calvin
about that.
Klein, and it's just like all of
I
this.
I didn't even
like,
think about that,
I love
but you're
it.
Right.
It's like a statement of like the commercialism and the bullshit kind of.
Yeah,
and,
that was an 80s thing. You're right. Like, yeah, the idea of designer. Yeah, I didn't even think
really
about
rising.
That.
That was really rising. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yeah, I was like, I'm thinking way too much about lip sync, maybe. But like, no, I really like it because to me, it's like that perfect cultural moment
yeah.
right there.
And it, totally.
You know, it's stuff we're used to, but that was really becoming huge back then. So it was
I'm
just
totally
like,
with you. Yeah. I don't love this song. I think it sounds like a campy high school musical song.
Yeah.
It's got that, like, you know, everybody come on down to the picture show. It has that kind of like that really obnoxious, like campy, cheesy ass old Hollywood finish. And I can't get into that.
Yeah, I almost didn't put it on here because I kind of agree with you on that. It's like a very forgettable kind of sound that lip sync has a lot
totally.
Of those songs. But I just put that on there because I just found that it was like a really cool kind of cultural moment that they captured there that no one really talked about. Then we get into Hit the Deck.
And this is a new album, correct?
This is Designer Music.
Right. And
this
it's worth saying now, Cynthia Johnson has left the group at this point.
Yeah.
She leaves after the last record, after Designer Music. And the new lead singer, of course, would be Margie Cox.
Mm-hmm. Who, of Prince fame.
Of Tamara and the Scene fame. Yes. She was Tamara in Tamara and the Scene,
yep.
who would come out a few years later.
Everyone in Minneapolis knows each other.
It's true.
I'm assuming.
So this record is called Four. And yeah, as you mentioned, the first single is Hit the Deck.
Yep.
This is an incredible song. Of all the new lip sync
really
music
good.
I've listened to in the last few weeks, this is my fave, like by a long shot.
Really?
I love this song.
Yeah.
It's like an electro jam. It's like there are these arcade noises in the background
mm-hmm.
and you get that like early 80s vocoder. Hit the deck. I'm like, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Consider
point,
that deck hit.
Damn. No, like I love this. It's like really an evolving of the sound. I don't know if they're really thinking of it that much, but like it really does evolve into early 80s sound with Hit the Deck. Like you can really see just like a very big difference between what they're releasing. And what they had released before, a la Funky Town. This next one cracks my shit up. I Need Some Cash.
Yes.
From 1983.
Don't we all?
I think it sounds like a payday loan commercial. Because it really does. Like, I can just see like some little 30-second long payday loan commercial while I'm watching the Steve Wilco show. And like just some lady's like, I need some cash.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It is. It's like one of those daytime.
Where she's like going to different places
yeah,
to like ask for money and it's not working.
Yeah, for one of those like cash, we'll give you an advance on your paycheck
yes,
kind of places.
It's a payday
oh my
loan
gosh,
commercial.
You're so right.
And like, I don't know, it's a good little song. It's fun.
Yeah,
like
it's
a
adorable.
Bit of rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a part about where she talks about she actually just needs a man. And I'm like, well, we don't want to I don't agree with that one, but this is a payday loan.
You're right, though. It's kind of like that very like jaunty early 80s rap. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's so perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we should note, by the way, I Need Some Cash appears on Designer Music, even though this wasn't released as a single until after Hit the Deck. It's also, yeah, this was Cynthia Johnson still, I believe, on this track. Yeah. It's all a very complex, tangled web. So we're talking about these singles chronologically as they came out. So if you start flipping through the Lips Inc. albums and you see that these are in sort of a different order, that is why. We're most talking about as they were released as singles.
We're saying it is how I put them on the Google Doc sheet. That is also important if you're trying to Google this.
It was chronological.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's as much as I could glean from the complication. So the first time I listened to this next song, it was kind of like a religious experience.
Yeah.
I would go to a church if it sounded like Lip Sync's choir practice.
Yes.
Jesus God.
Okay. Well, how cute is this, first of all? Yeah. So you got this amazing, it's a high energy song. I mean, for more or less, it is a high energy song. There are no vocals and they call it choir practice because all it is literally just these vocal riffs on and off.
Yeah. It's just
for 6 minutes. It's amazing.
It kind of sounds like actual choir practice. Like when people are warming up, it's just,
it just sounds to me like some
sign
scene.
Sign me up for that church.
It's like some, again, a scene from a musical, but like non cheesy one this time. Like, this is like a cut scene from Fame. If they were like, hey guys, we should go to church on Sunday. It's like, this is what would have happened. That's what it sounds like.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I think this next song called On To You.
Mm-hmm.
This one to me sounds like a little bit older Funky Town. Like that kind of like smooth R&B flow, but like it's more high energy. It's super fun. I really love On To You. I was singing it to my dog when she was sneaking around yesterday.
Oh, because you were on to her.
I was on to her. It happened to be on as well. And I was like, oh. Lip Sync caught you.
That is convenient.
Yeah, I really love On To You. I think it's a good little pop song. They really should have, like, I don't know if they ever released it as an actual single.
I think
it would have fit on radio.
Yeah, it would. It totally would have.
Totally would have.
I think that this sounds like early Pointer Sisters.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting to. Yeah, like that late 70s kind of like, yeah, it does sound like, except it's 1983. It's a little higher energy.
But again, who knows when it was recorded?
Yeah, we don't know. It could have been forever. Anyway, you should really get on Spotify and listen to the Lips Inc.
Yeah, I think there are like two Lips Inc. albums you can pull up on Spotify, but every single one of these songs we've talked about today is on there, plus more.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun. It is dance and sunshine, as we've said before. Also, interestingly enough, the main guy behind Lips Inc., we didn't put it, Steve Greenberg.
Oh, yeah, we got to mention Steve because, yeah, he was the dude. He was Lips Inc. Kind
of. He was the funkiest in the town.
He was the funkiest. He was the mayor of Funky Town.
He was the mayor of Funky
Quite Town. Literally, like if anyone is actually authorized that title, it's probably Steve Greenberg.
It's true. Yeah. Steve Greenberg, like, you know, did a bunch of studio stuff. He did Funky Town. He did like the recruiting of people.
Yes.
Funky Town. Lips Inc. I'm just calling Lips Inc. Funky Town now. As does the rest of the world.
It's a curse of the one-hit wonder.
Exactly. A true one-hit wonder, too. Yeah, like, he did some stuff in the 80s, but I think he just, like, stopped after Lip Sync. I don't think he did anything else. And then his Wikipedia page says that he was a web designer from 1992 to 2007. I don't know why he stopped in 2007. Also, he must have been, like, the OG web designer in, like, 1992. Like, that man was on, like, ahead of the curve, which I love. But, yeah, I don't know what he's up to now. Like, he just kind of fell off the music map and
became a web designer. Yeah, I only know about him in the context of Lip Sync.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he did really anything else. I think he tried, but, you know, Lip Sync didn't take. I don't know. But anyway, I really love it. You need to get on there and just have a good... Yes. Day and evening, just listening to Lip Sync for hours. You'll have such a good time.
A day full of dance and sunshine.
A day full of dance and sunshine. And I'm really glad if we made you realize that Lip Sync was about Lip Sync. Because we said it out loud. Lip-sync. No one ever says it out loud.
That's right.
And I was talking to one of my friends about it a couple weeks ago.
Not pronounced Lips Incorporated, as I thought as a small child.
It's like the Disney show Kids Incorporated, but it's Lips Incorporated.
That's right.
That's what it is. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah, and tweet us your favorite mouth-related puns. Maybe we can re-spark Greenberg's creative wheels and get another get another Lips Inc. record if he can come up with another mouth pun.
If Lips Inc. released another album in 2017, what should it be called?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll leave that to the twits.
Yes, we're on Twitter at Offbeat Tracks.
Yes, and we're on Facebook as well. We're Offbeat Tracks Podcast on Facebook, and our website is offbeattrackscast.com, where you can go listen to all of our old episodes, all 36 of them now. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah, we didn't say it's episode 36, or we didn't say our names. God, we are off today.
Oh, people know who we are by this point.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to know. Maybe they want to forget.
Okay, find out who we are. Come back next week. How's that?
Yeah.
See ya.